Spiegel at Home.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on the Score.
We have a lot of Bear stuff that we're going to get to for the rest of the show. We got to talk about Tyreek Stevenson. The Bears DC talked about him, but the Cubs have finalized a trade. Matt Spiegel.
The trade is indeed final. The Miami Marlins will receive top prospect Owen Casey from the Cubs. They also get single A ball infielder Christian Hernandez and corner infielder Edgardo De Leon. In exchange, the Cubs get Edward Cabrera, the right-handed starter. Casey, obviously the headliner, going away. Hernandez was once very highly thought of, has not been able to rise above South Bend. I actually saw him last year in South Bend. He can run. He can field. I don't think that guy can hit.
Okay, I want to spend some time on Casey. Getting a look at him at the major league level, and it wasn't enough, you know, to really make any big projections, but what did you think about him, and what were you thinking of him as a future prospect for the Cubs?
That is a guy that deserves a legit chance to be a full-time right fielder and could very well be a legit lefty power bat.
Made a couple of really nice plays in right field, stuff that you weren't expecting him to be able to do.
Not supposed to be a strength at a premium position. You didn't feel great about it. But the power bat has proven itself to be worth a chance. But not all those guys pan out. Not all those guys do pan out against big league pitching. It can be a very different thing. I think they threaded a decent needle in terms of not exposing him so much
that he would still be someone that other teams would want.
Correct. So they end up giving him up, and I don't know how much of that was in their mind when they weren't giving him playing time, when a lot of us were calling for it, but either way, here we are now. And I think I'm totally okay with giving up Owen Casey to go get Edward Cabrera because I'm excited about Cabrera and because there are other things you could do to get yourself an outfield bat or a bat of some other kind, which we can get to. But Cabrera is the headliner.
Okay, so I know that you know some people in the Marlins organization. What have they had to say about Cabrera?
Edward Cabrera has, and some of this is also just factual.
Shout out to TLC.
He throws the hardest changeup in the big leagues. You know that weird power changeup that Sandy Alcantara throws, that Pablo Lopez throws? He's now in Minnesota. All those Miami guys, Sixto Sanchez is another one. He throws the best one of all those guys. It is filthy and weird. It's considered a changeup, but it's at like 92. He also throws a fastball as a sinker at 98, which he has a little more trouble commanding than you'd like. This past year, he commanded it better than he ever has, and his walk rate was under 10 for the first time in his career. Here's the other thing. His curveball might be the best curveball of all starting pitchers in MLB. Like, the break of it is filthy. So now you've got a guy with two absolutely filthy, daunting pitches.
Got two plus pitches.
Two plus secondary pitches with the changeup and the curve, who also throws 98.
You need some velo on this team.
And it sinks. So if he can command 98, which he did very well this past year, you've got a potential very, very special top-of-the-rotation arm. He hasn't been able to command it great. He has some health concerns. He has spent a lot of time on the injured list.
UCL injury for him?
Yeah, but he was able to come back even this past year. What I've heard, Lawrence, is that he's one of those guys who has a little trouble discerning if he's hurt or just feels a little achy.
Oh,
so there's
might be 100% guy.
There's a little bit of a maturity issue in terms of that kind of stuff. But imagine for pitchers that can develop. A lot of times that develops. Zach Wheeler was like that until he wasn't. Guys who are worried and worried and worried until all of a sudden they stop worrying. Okay. He threw 40 more innings than he's ever thrown before. This past year, 2025 was a big year of development for Edward Cabrera. Literally from the beginning of the year to the end, this guy took steps forward, supposedly, in maturity and command. So if you're the Cubs, you're buying on the come for an arm like that with three more years of control. I think he has a higher ceiling than any right-handed pitcher on the market, including Michael King, who I liked so much. Like, Cabrera's stuff is of an even higher ceiling. You get him to control it, you get him to stay healthy, you're looking at a guy who could be ace caliber. And now you've got a real 1-2-3 with him, Cade Horton, and Matthew Boyd.
Locally, our guy Bruce Levine. Nationally, I'm hearing it in a bunch of places. We keep hearing the Cubs are in on X, Y, and Z. The four names that I wrote down here to ask you about, Tucker. Is it possible that Kyle Tucker comes back?
I wouldn't have thought so. Bruce mentioned it when he did on his midday hit. He said, is Kyle Tucker not getting what he wants out there? Does he come back and maybe give you a 3 or 4 year deal with opt-outs, as some of these players are having to sign, right? With opt-outs after each year or after the second year. Does Kyle Tucker come back to you? I'd be very surprised at that.
There was also some info that the Cubs have talked to Belly about maybe coming back here.
Belly loved it here. Belly's young wife loved it here.
He's a really nice guy.
Absolutely.
I like him quite a bit.
Couldn't agree more. And he and his young wife both absolutely loved it here. I could see him reengaging. Remember, he got Scott Boras to Bend the first time so he could give this place a try, and he loved it. So I could conceive of that.
Bo Bichette.
Boy, that's hard for me to believe that that's real. I feel like the Cubs are being used as leverage for Bichette. I could be wrong. Both Bichette and Bregman are
that
hard.
That was the last name on my list.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around when they wouldn't go the extra mile last year.
Is it possible that the way things ended up last year could push Jed to be like, all right, we need Alex Bregman. We need him. And now I have proof to take to Tom.
Man.
And be like, look, it might be in the cards for Shaw a couple years down the line, but you're thinking that you can win this year.
God, I hope so. I hope that's the case, Lawrence. But really, I'm like a lot of Cub fans out there. I've been doubting that they're going to be aggressive financially and otherwise in this offseason when they should be.
Well, this was move, a creative way to be aggressive.
It very much is. It is a creative and very specific way to be aggressive. And I think they got the biggest thing they need, which is a potential top of the rotation, bat missing power righty. That's the biggest thing they need. But they gave up a guy that they're going to count on for offense. So I think they're going to look for more. There's other possible outfielders out there, lower level guys, Max Kepler, you know, Joe Adell is a rumor that's out there. Like there
he's
are some other,
player,
oh,
man.
I think, I mean, I'm interested. In that. I'm a little interested in that. And then some other possible third base fits.
Anthony Rendon.
Would you like to come not care about baseball here? Or would you like to not care about baseball at home?
And he has decided, I would like to not care about baseball at home.
And the Angels
still
are
a top priority for you, though?
It's never been a top priority for me.
It's never been a top priority
for you. That man signed, a $200 million deal?
Oh, here's an Anthony Rendon stat.
Okay.
Anthony Rendon hit more home runs and drove in more runs his last year in Washington than his entire career with the Angels.
Wow.
I would love to see it, though. Him, Wrigley Field every day, just talking about how great it is. This is the best place in baseball, the best fans, the most electric atmosphere to not care about anything.
One more Cubs thing, I got to say, especially for our guy. I feel like Nico Hoerner, I have newfound optimism that Nico Hoerner might be in the sweet spot for the rare second extension, okay? And here's why. He's not valuable enough to break the bank in free agency because he doesn't have the power, right?
To you, maybe. I think he's awesome.
Me too.
I think he's incredibly valuable.
I don't think
he ought to break the bank.
I don't think other teams are going to let him break
the
bank.
I get the sprinter vans out for him.
I don't think other teams are going to do it. I think he's not quite valuable enough to be so expensive they can't do it. Number two, I think he's smart enough to accept that and make a deal without begging and hoping and pleading to get to that bank-breaking deal, and I think he's beloved enough that both sides could come together. So I have renewed optimism that maybe Nico is in the sweet spot for a second extension.
I love hearing that. His final year in Washington, Anthony Rendon hit 34 home runs. He drove in 126 RBIs. In five seasons with the Angels, he hit 22 home runs and drove in 125 runs.
In five seasons.
In five seasons.
It's nice work if you can get it.
It truly is.